This is Rod Peterson on Demand. No!
There are some sports that aren't afraid of the rough stuff. It's called the National Lacrosse League, where they're kicking the crap out of each other every night.
How about that?
And UFC. Because human nature hasn't changed. There's still aggression. Kids still need to take their aggression up. So maybe they don't play hockey anymore. Maybe they play football. Maybe they play lacrosse. But if this is the way that junior hockey wanted to go anyways, I say let's play if that's what it's going to take.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Yeehaw! Yes, it is. Welcome to the RP Show, everybody, on a Tuesday, November the 3rd in the year of our Lord 2020. Darren DuPont is with me, and I'm RP, and we are ready to go talking sports for the next 2 hours. People are into it, Dupes, as you can see.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's a great day already. No breaking news, but one of my closest friends, Mydale Mike, is in the bunker. How you doing, Mike?
Good.
He's good. He is an original Norwegian, this guy, and he has brought a Norwegian treat. What's it called?
Lefse.
After the show, Lefse all around.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And by the way, it is 7:01 in Norway. We await Trent's take on the world shortly. One of our 19 viewers daily in Norway. Hour one of the show is on Facebook Live only. What do you got? You're pointing at the camera.
Yeah, that'd be 5:01.
Oh, 5:01. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic.
That's okay.
Anyways, hour two will be on Game Plus Television Network. And coming up on the program today, obviously your usual fun and frivolity, but we're excited. I'm very excited to welcome to the bunker the head coach of the U of R Rams football program, Mark McConkey. Where's the sponsor bell?
Oh, yeah.
They're a new sponsor of the program, the U of R Rams 50-50. Mark McConkey is going to join us to talk about U Sports football in 2020, 2021, that 50-50, right?
Yep.
And more. And then from Sirius XM NFL Radio Channel 88, Zig Fracassi. He's going to be joining us from the Big Apple to talk about Week 8 in the NFL and the upcoming Week 9. And probably what has me the most excited is that our comments are back to the point that we can see who's writing now. So I don't have to yell at people to sign their name at the end.
It's great, Dave.
Which I'm sure is a massive relief to you. Right, Mike?
Right.
Yes. So I can see who it is. You don't have to sign your name anymore. So let's go with a quick six show topics, please, Jordan. Director Jordan, the most underrated director in show business. Thank you. Number one, it's U.S. Election Day. Did you hear about that?
That's today.
Really snuck up on us, didn't it?
Right. Didn't hear a thing today.
That is the extent of where we're going to go on the U.S. election. That's it. Clark and I kicked around the idea of the daily poll saying, who would you vote for in the U.S. election? And we very quickly said, why? We're a sports show. There's enough of that. So moving on. And please just hang on, folks, with your questions to a minimum while we get through the quick six, please, and then I'll get to your questions. Point two, Monday Night Football. The Buccaneers hold off the Giants at MetLife. What was the final, 25-23? Were you watching it?
Oh, yeah.
At the end, were you yelling at your TV, take the points?
Right.
And it worked.
I know. And the Giants went up 14-3 early in that football game, and you're thinking, what is going on?
Yep.
But for the third straight game, what happened? Gronk scored a touchdown. And that should have everybody a little bit nervous that Gronk is becoming more like Gronk.
Katie Fleury writes in and says, but I don't like to wait. Nobody does. LOL, she says. No, you got to wait. Sorry. Todd Pinckney says, vote RP show. Yeah, we're the winners of our own election. And we're the only candidate. But anyways, you saw Bruce Arian, the NFL's best welder, down there at around, what are you laughing at? I'm talking about the mask. And he's looking at it, and he's thinking of going for it. What was it, 4th and 1? It's hard to get an inch, let alone a yard. The game is on the line. Ron Lancaster said it. Cal Murphy said it. You're down there, take the points. This mental math, I know that's what they have analytics for, and I think that's really what assistant coaches are for up in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do the math.
Yep.
Okay, we do. Kick a field goal, we're up 8. What are the odds of them coming all the way down? Probably not very good.
Right.
Scoring a touchdown and then getting a 2-point convert? So split-second decisions that have to be made within a 40-second play clock, and they made the right ones. And then I don't know if you watched it or not, but the pass interference non-call at the end. I'm okay with it. You?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Says the guy in the Buccaneers jersey. Stop the presses! Trent from Norway is chiming in. Trent says, Norway calling. I hope the CFL gets a good participation for the virtual Grey Cup week. I'm curious about what happens with sports with the U.S. election. I hope the junior hockey leagues will be COVID-free and get more people in the seats. Enjoy the Lefse. I think he even spelled it right. Thank you, Mike. Listen, one thing about the election today, I expect it'll have, well, obviously it's going to have massive ramifications on our world no matter what, but I think it'll have massive ramifications on the coronavirus pandemic because, folks, it's not random. So after today, maybe we'll see a change, and I hope it's a change for the better. Talked to a health official yesterday that he's not so sure. He sees change coming too, but not necessarily for the better. It's going to depend on who they vote for today.
Yeah.
Point three, what else is up in the National Football League? Probably a point better served for hour two with Zig Fricassi because it's NFL trade deadline day. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Your Titans got some action yesterday,
we
right?
We did yesterday, helping out on defense, getting the cornerback out of the Chargers in L.A. Be interesting to see what happens today if there's some more moves made. Usually, when it comes to the NFL, trade deadline's not as big of a deal as, say, it is up here for the NHL. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's some moves made today.
You don't see any NFL trade deadline specials.
No.
On any of the networks. So I'm kind of ho-hum. But we'll see what Ziggy has to say next hour when he joins us from New York and Sirius XM NFL Radio. I'm sprinkling in some comments as we go now that I can see who's writing. John in Edmonton says, I don't like that I can't have lunch during the RP show anymore thanks to the stupid time shift in Alberta. Well, maybe they can get with the program and stay with us in Saskatchewan where we don't change time because the world revolves around us. They're slowly catching on to that.
Slowly.
It's only taken 100 years. Robin in Prince Albert says, how good is the Brooks Bandits until December 20th now with Ozzy and Neighbors on the team? He's talking about Ozzy Weisblatt, who's holding the WHL Championship Trophy on our desk every day, and Jake Neighbors. I'll tell you, the WHL Junior A transfer issue is not going away. We're probably going to be talking about it until December the 20th. I still don't really see the point. If you go to rodpeterson.com right now, the top article on there is from Mike Stackhouse, where he investigates it, and he thinks it's a good thing. I just simply think it's unnecessary. This is what I do know, dupes. There's going to be a lot of junior hockey discussion throughout the winter here on the RP show for a couple of reasons. One, they're playing. Two, our analytics tell us that there's a major appetite for it. Not like we didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's 60 CHL teams across the land. And how many Canadian Junior A League teams? Like over 100? 130? From Newfoundland to Victoria, or as you're looking at it, from Newfoundland to Victoria. And everywhere in between. It affects everybody. Every major city's got a major junior team.
Yeah.
And by the way, we love talking about it. So it's a perfect fit.
Of course. It's an easy fit. And to that transfer, to the issue of them being able to transfer and play, who knows what's going to happen by December 20th, too. If all of a sudden the Dub doesn't look like they're going to be able to start at the beginning of January, maybe that gets extended into the new year. You know, there's lots that can happen between now and then. But, yeah, it's a very juicy topic, and I'm sure we'll talk about it enough.
Viewer from Edmonton, the WHL transfer thing is very controversial. A lot of the kids aren't happy that they get bumped to make way for a bigger name from the WHL. Rod. I'm aware, John. And by the way, some viewer in Ontario yesterday tweeted at me, you may or may not have seen it, chastising me for screwing up the name of Canada's World Junior Team head coach. I don't even know what it is. Dale Turnagey or something like that? It's a French name. And he goes, you say you're such a junior hockey fan, but you don't even know how to say this guy's name. So many things coming off that. He doesn't know who I am until now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fan? Yes, I'm a fan and I'm a season ticket holder, but I worked in the league for 17 years. I'm sorry that I don't know the head coach of Team Canada's name. I would think by the time the World Juniors open up on Boxing Day, I'll probably have a handle on it. doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
Right.
Do you know his name?
I don't want to take a stab at pronouncing it wrong now. Now I feel like I want to hide in the corner. Right?
Clark, can you?
I'm not going to take a chance at
Clark,
it.
Clark, you're the Andre Tarigny. Andre Tarigny.
Because the last name is one that I don't want to get wrong, especially when it's a French last name.
Well, I will say this because we've got so many new viewers across the continent that it's just a little strange for me because they used to hate me in Moose Jaw, Swift Current, and Saskatoon. It took them a decade or two to figure me out.
Yeah.
That I'm not to be listened to. I'm just here for fun. And now they're getting it in Ontario and Alberta and BC. And they're like, who is this guy yapping every day?
Now they're catching on.
You know, well, yeah, but it's just growing. You know what I mean? Do I have to wait 10 to 20 years for them to figure this out?
Yeah.
I'm willing. I'm not going anywhere. So they can figure it. Hopefully it's a little faster. Point four, Blue Jays manager Charlie Montoyo has been named a finalist for the American League Manager of the Year. Not shocking to me at all, but I saw a lot of my friends on social media saying, what? This is a shock. Why is it a shock? Not that many teams made the playoffs, although more than normal. But the candidates are Rick Renteria of Chicago, Kevin Cash of Tampa, and Charlie Montoyo. Well, it's a regular season only award. He got the one of the youngest teams in the majors that was homeless into the playoffs.
It's quite a feat.
I saw Steve Phillips on TSN saying this morning, their Major League Baseball insider, former GM of the Mets, he thinks Charlie's going to win it. So how is this a surprise that he was not, that he was a finalist for it? Yeah. You're not surprised, are you?
No, and especially if it's a regular season award, then yeah, I'd vote for Montoya too. I mean, we've talked about it. We've had polls on this show about when are the Blue Jays going to be contenders? 2 years down the road at least. But all of a sudden, they were contenders this year. Now, they didn't really show up in the playoffs, and that was evident. But it's a young team that weren't supposed to be there. And, you know, he got the most out of his group. He really did. And, you know, when it comes to Tampa, with the low payroll that they have, being able to do what they did and then have the run that they had to get to the World Series, that's pretty special too. So it'll be interesting to see what the voters and the writers think.
Checking in, Don Degelman says, good morning, gang, Rod, Dupes, and crew. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us for coffee today, Caliber Coffee. The snowman, Brian Snow, checking in from North Carolina. You were going to get me a little bell that sounded like when a door opens in the coffee shop.
I've already got ding, it. Ding. We're just working on how we're going to get it in here. No, no, it's not an actual bell.
It's the size of a Liberty bell?
Sound effect. It's a sound effect.
Well, I'd like to be able to ring it myself.
You want to ring it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll get you a little door, point, too, and you can shut.
Point five, should these awards include the playoffs or not? And we were going to do our face-off on that for Ultimate Fan Zone and the Mad Greek Restaurant. Problem was, you and I agree on our take on this because Major League Baseball Award is for regular season only. Guys, what's the NHL? It's everybody. It's playoffs, too, right? I believe it includes the playoffs. Clark says only regular season. I know they don't hand it out until June traditionally.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, maybe it is only regular season, but that makes no sense to me. And the proof in the pudding of this is when Dwayne Casey won Coach of the Year in the NBA and then was fired after being swept in the first round of the playoffs. It completely takes away any legitimacy of the award. He's not the Coach of the Year. He got fired. So it should include the playoffs. That's my take. And the CFL, God love them, have gone back and forth on this over the years. They've been both, because believe me, I've been voting on it for 25 years or whatever it is, and I think it should include the playoffs. And I'll look at just in Saskatchewan, Ken Austin won the Grey Cup and the Coach of the Year all in one. Nice little awards on his mantle in 2007. Corey Chamberlain did the exact same thing, but I know they've changed it back to the regular season now because last year's awards at the Grey Cup in Calgary, seems like a decade ago, but they handed it out. It was Craig Dickinson up against Orlando Steinauer.
That's right.
And Steinauer won,
yeah,
right? So they wanted to hand it out at the awards night on the Thursday. I think it's the Rogers CFL Awards. But it's dumb. I really, the CFL, I think, really used to do it properly in the old days. And that we didn't vote until December, once the season was over. And then at the end of January at the league meetings, we would all be invited to come to the league meetings and go to a luncheon. It was the Coach of the Year luncheon. You got all the coaches and all the staff in one room, and whatever media that you wanted to come was there. And they announced the coach of the year at that luncheon at the end of January. We all get our interviews, and we're all there together in one room. But no, it doesn't make sense anymore.
This could be the face-off, because there's massive problems with that, though, too.
Why?
Because then by default, and here's what happens in sports, by default, whoever wins the Stanley Cup, whoever wins the Grey Cup, whoever wins the Super Bowl is automatically the coach of the year. And that's not always the case, right? Because if you're Charlie Montoya and you take a team that, you know, wasn't supposed to get out of the bottom two in the division, and you take that team into the playoffs and lose out in the first round, you could still be the coach of the year. Right?
Why?
Based on what? Because you were literally the best coach. You took a team that wasn't supposed to do anything, and you overachieved much more than a team that's supposed to win, winning the championship. That's a great job coaching, but you know what I mean?
So you've changed your mind.
But I've kind of changed my mind a little bit, because the writers, my problem is with the writers, because they're just going to base the voters, right? They're just going to vote for whoever wins the championship and not actually look at the body of work, right? If the underdog comes all the way up and gets into the playoffs, that could be the story of the year, and that guy should be coach of the year. But it'll always be whoever wins the championship will be coach of the year, and so the vote really won't matter.
It won't always be that. The majority of the time it will. Now, if you go back and look at the CFL coach of the year for the last decade, actually go back the last 20 years, and at what point in your life, Mike, can you help me with this? I've kind of sat back lately and gone, where have the last 15 years gone? Am I the only one? It happens. It hasn't happened to you yet, but it's happening to me. It's not like I was drunk for 15 of those years, sober for 5 of them. Where'd it go? Poof. But anyways, if you look at the Grey Cup winners from 05 to 2015 and Coach of the Year, the only coach of the year whose team didn't win the Grey Cup was Jim Barker in, I think, 09 or 10. He was with the Argos, and his team didn't win the Grey Cup. So, what do you think? You're in a tanning bed, or you're tanning on the beach, just flip-flop?
Just switch
halfway through, you turn over?
No, I just, like, I like including playoffs. I think it's so important. I do. But the problem is that they're not really going to look at the other stories. They're only going to look at the two teams in the championship.
But that's the media's fault.
It is.
Because they're lazy.
For sure. So we have to. So as the league, we have to create rules to protect the integrity of the vote.
This is great.
Because the voters don't have any for the most part, right?
From Todd Pinkney, one of our P1s, and he's on our slow pitch team, which is currently on a bye this week. You can tell when Dupes gets into the face-off when he starts getting fidgety in the chair and bounces around.
I'm into it.
Well,
let's go.
Dance, pew, dance, pew, dance, pew. The face-off is brought to you by Mad Greek in Moose Jaw for the best authentic Greek cuisine. Why are you turning red? You got a tan now.
Well, you said tanning bed.
Available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery. Head to the madgreekeatery.com for more information. And for Ultimate Fan Zone, home of the home teams, jerseys, caps, and team apparel, they are your official licensed fan store in Moose Jaw, built by fans for the sports fans in southern Saskatchewan. Your mom's watching. She says, you are not the only one, Rod. I feel the same. Time disappears. Like, literally, gone. It's amazing. Well, we're out of time. Our last point, by the way, is CFL betting lines, and your sim betting lines, and you're so good at this. The playoffs division semifinals are this weekend. We're going to be broadcasting them on this Facebook channel. The 3-6 game is Saskatchewan home to BC. Riders 10-8, Lions 9-9. The 4-5 game will be played at the start of the doubleheader, 5 p.m. Eastern, Saturday. 9-9 Argos at 10-8 Red Blacks. These are razor thin. Do you want to throw it out right now, or do you want to think about it for a while?
Let's think about it.
Yeah.
I think off the top of my head, the Riders have only won one of their last 7 games.
True that.
So that's on my mind. So I'm going to have to think about this for a minute.
That's this Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern on this Facebook Live channel. We'll be broadcasting the CFL Sim Esports Playoffs. Be there or be square. Is our guest here, Mike? Yes? I'll get to your comments. Mandy in Edmonton says, did Randy Ambrosi go AWOL again? It seems his appearance keeps getting pushed back or canceled. It's now Friday, I understand, with the commissioner of the CFL, Randy Ambrosi, who had a personal matter to attend to, or else he'd have been here today. He's not dodging us. And I'll say this, after weighing both sides, by the way, and listening to everybody involved, I'm a Randy Ambrosi fan. At some point, you got to stand up and be your own man, right?
Yeah.
Have a backbone. I'm on Team Ambrosi. I know that's not popular with everybody, so I'm not going to sit here and trash him. He'll be with us on Friday, Mandy, as it stands now. Thanks, Stoops.
Thank you.
Good job. We'll be back right after this. It's the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of U of R Rams football head coach Mark McConkey, I want to read a sports update. Tom Brady threw touchdown passes to Rob Gronkowski and Mike Evans in the second half, lifting Tampa Bay to a 25-23 victory over the New York Football Giants and giving the Bucs quarterback the career lead in touchdown throws once more. Some good news for the Cleveland Browns. Browns defensive star Myles Garrett didn't suffer any structural damage to his knee during Sunday's 16-6 loss to Vegas. Is not expected to miss any games. Coach Kevin Stefanski said the team dodged a bullet. For the second year in a row, Hyun-Jin Ryu has been named a Cy Young Award nominee. The Blue Jays ace is one of three finalists for the 2020 American League honor alongside Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians and Kenta Maeda of the Minnesota Twins. Getting the Blue Jays into the postseason for the first time since 2016 has skipper Charlie Montoyo as finalist for Manager of the Year. Montoyo has been shortlisted after guiding the Jays to a 32-28 record and a spot in the expanded postseason. He joins Kevin Cash of the Rays and Rick Renteria, who was fired after last season by the White Sox, as the other finalists. The sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They can now handle your Christmas party bookings for all your food and fun needs. Go to ballersrecroom.com. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. We're talking football today on the RP Show, and it feels good to do it. Rams head coach Mark McConkey joins us in here. It's kind of like been Rams week, Mark, with Slick in here last week. Hey?
Yeah, it was great. Great seeing him out. He came out to practice last Thursday night, and I've been hounding him for a couple months now to come out and talk to the team, and I think it's super important to that they know everything that he's done for the program. So I was glad to have him out. And then the next day I see him on your show. So maybe he's running for mayor now. I don't know what he's doing.
No kidding. Well, he's got a lot to offer, as I told him. But I don't even know where to start with you, Mark. I guess we'll come back around on a Frank McChrystal. But with you guys, you've been practicing for 2 months, and I didn't realize you just wrapped up, Frank was telling me. That's it? What's the last 2 months been like for the U of R Rams?
It's been interesting, for sure. We finally got the go-ahead to practice. There was a bunch of restrictions we had to do. We had to wear masks, players and coaches. So, again, the players kind of fought it a bit, but at the end of the day, they were just happy to be back out there competing and practicing and working on our schemes and player development. So we practiced three times a week. We had virtual meetings, film meetings. So it was good. The guys were super excited. We had some competitive periods, and the guys were just excited to be back out there. And we wrapped up last week, and now we're starting to look into the off-season, weight training, running, and all those things.
So like 12-on-12 padded?
Yeah, we went 12-on-12
padded. Wow.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, I think we're the only CanWest school to wear masks. I think U of A adopted it halfway through. And then I talked to a few head coaches in the OUA, and they can't even have 10 people together on the field. No pads. So The masks don't seem that bad after all.
No kidding. And I mean, with my friends with the Huskies, they said the exact same thing. They were just happy to be on the field. And as you know, football, a lot of it is choreography. So they had enough to go through with practice. So was it just like a regular year, but no games almost in a way, or not as intense?
It got intense near the end. We had a bit of a scrimmage last Monday, and there were some big hits out there. Guys were getting pretty excited, and it was kind of like their game. But essentially what it was just like a two-month training camp.
Right.
Everyone was getting even reps. We had five quarterbacks taking even reps, all the running backs. Whereas as the season goes on, you got starting O, scout D, you're doing all those things. You're scheming. We weren't really scheming to beat our defense. We were just trying out some new plays. Again, just really focusing on getting the fundamentals right as we head into the offseason.
One of the big reasons Mark's here is to talk about the Rams 50-50. You just saw the commercial on the break for it, and what a fantastic job they did with it. And we'll get around to that. I've just got some more football questions for Coach McConkey. And one is, do you know what's ahead? There was talk of a spring schedule. Do we know anything about that?
We're looking into it right now. I've had some talks with Chris Morris from U of A about maybe doing a spring jamboree here in Regina, because we're kind of like the central area for Manitoba can come, U of S can come down, Edmonton can come in. So there's talks of that. Obviously, we need to get health authority approval, university approval, and all that. So there is talks about it. Again, there's been some OUA schools reach out asking us maybe to go down there, or they can come here. So again, it's all in the initial stages, but it's still exciting to think about and talk about.
How are your seniors handling it? Potential graduating players.
Yeah, they've been really good. I mean, initially when the ruling came out of they weren't going to get their fifth year, it was pretty ugly. Got a lot of phone calls from them and their parents. But then when U Sports did the right thing and they flipped the decision to get the age cap raised, they're all pretty excited and they're all coming back. We had six guys and they're all coming back to us, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then we just pray that there's a season in 2021, right? Because yeah, then two years, then you're running into some real problems,
yeah,
right? And what about your highly touted rookie recruiting class too, right? This muddles up everything at both ends.
Yeah, it does. It's a bit of a log jam, if you want to call it, at the beginning end, because we're essentially bringing in two recruiting classes in 1 year now. So it's going to be a smaller class. I mean, we've done a good job recruiting this year. We've got a few guys left, like a few big name blue chip guys from out of province that we're still hoping to get. And if we get them, that'll kind of put a bow on our recruiting class, but it's not going to be a big recruiting class like it was years prior, which is, it's unfortunate because there's lots of great grade 12 players here in Regina, but at the end of the day, we just can't take everyone.
There was talk of, and I mean very loose talk, rumors of maybe you and the Huskies playing somewhere.
Scott and I were on the phone a few times early in September, mid-September, trying to get a scrimmage or a combined practice. And then just with the travel logistics and how many people on the field, and then we had to split our team into two, and it just seemed kind of, it just didn't really work out. But we're still hoping for something in the spring.
That's good. Well, and I guess to the 50-50, because that's the biggest reason you're here. We know. The Rams 50-50 is the biggest fundraiser out of the year for you guys.
Absolutely.
And you haven't had Rider games to do it, so you've kind of come up with a unique way to do it.
Yeah, again, the Rams organization is super unique. I think it's one of the most unique ones in Canada with the way we fundraise and having the board of directors as a big part of it, and they're all volunteers. So they did a great job kind of heading this up and putting the 50-50 online. It's something they've been trying to do for years, but again, the rules were you could only buy 50-50 tickets at the game and at the venue and all those things. So they kind of worked with SLGA and got approval to do an online 50-50, which is going to be great. It's too bad it can't go everywhere in Saskatchewan, because we know how crazy people are about football here in Saskatchewan. So it is limited to, you have to be in Regina to buy the ticket, but again, it's a start of something pretty cool, and hopefully when the Riders kick off in 2021, they can buy tickets at the game and online too. So I think that would really generate some big revenue for us.
No kidding. And I know how far back those talks go with SLGA. So it's just a thank you, SLGA, for approving this, because the Red Sox were doing it, and well, a lot of groups were. Craig Smith, you know Craig Smith, our director of scouting, 20-year CFL pro scout. He says, Mark, how has recruiting been with COVID? And he says, I got my $50 worth of 50-50 tickets. Go Rams.
Awesome.
What's it been like?
It's been interesting, for sure. A lot of Zoom meetings. To be honest, I think we've gotten to know our recruits and their parents a lot better because of this, because we're having hour and a half Zoom meetings with them a couple times a week. And it's been really good. But you still, like, I'm an in-person guy. I'm a people person. I like to see people. You can read body language. It's nice to take these recruits out to the keg when they come in and bring the position coach and bring a couple team captains like a Josh Donnelly, so they can kind of sell the program, because our players do a great job of that. So it is interesting. Again, we're adapting to it. We don't really have a choice. So all in all, I think we're doing a pretty good job. We've got a virtual tour. We got a presentation we give them and their parents. So I do miss the in-person part of it, though, and like driving to a Swift Current, sitting down with their family and having a cup of coffee and talking about the program. But until that in-person mandate gets lifted, this is kind of the way it is.
And everyone is dealing with the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The living room work, as they say.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. You said five quarterbacks were getting reps with you guys?
Yeah.
So Josh Donnelly would be one, and I'm a longtime friend of the family. How does this affect his career? Is he ostensibly missing a year because of this?
he won't technically miss a year because he had his red shirt when he came in to back up Noah in 2018. And then he had five more years with another red shirt year. So he'll be fine. He still has four more years after this. If anything, it might benefit
him. Might be a blessing, yeah, when you say it that way.
When he finishes, he'll be 24 instead of 23. So it might be a good thing, especially at that quarterback position. You know how important that is, and to have that extra year under their belt. And again, he's a hard worker. He's not taking this year off. He's improving his skills. And I think as last year went on, he definitely got better as the year went on. Those last two games, we beat Alberta and Manitoba pretty well. And he really matured in those last two games. So I was excited to see him this year. Again, it's just kind of put on pause for now, but I think he's going to keep developing in the offseason. He already texted me yesterday to get the quarterback football so he can keep throwing with the guys, and he's all in.
It would appear he has it all.
Absolutely, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you? I mean, I'll say, I don't know if you're a believer of everything happens for a reason. I am. We don't always know what that reason is. Not immediately, anyways. You, sir, will never go through anything harder than this, I don't think, in your career now. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
But you're kind of thrown into the pressure cooker in your first year as a head coach, and you're having to deal with all this. I can't see it being tougher than this now.
I don't know any better.
Exactly.
To be honest, and that's kind of what all the we had some CanWest head coaches meetings when this whole was starting, and that's what all the coaches kind of said. Even Blake Neal's like, this is as hard as it's going to be. If you can make it through this, you'll be all right. So again, I don't really know any better. I'm just doing what I can, controlling what I can control, and. Again, always looking out for our players and our program. So I'm just doing my job, and hopefully we have a season, and then it gets easier. But I do miss games. I do miss the football aspect in the
competition. Of course. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's why you're in there.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned you had quarterback Zoom meetings this morning, and you had Coach Mark Mueller on that. Is that a regular thing, or was Mark a special guest? Or what are you doing in mornings?
Yeah, so that was just between Mark and I and a couple of our staff members. But Mark and I always, again, we're really good friends, played together. We always just have meetings because we use, when Gibson came here after Frank, he brought the Stamps playbook. So then when he left and I stayed on as the OC, I didn't want to change the playbook again because that would have been Noah Pickton's third playbook in 3 years. So we kept all the verbiage the same. So we're essentially using the Stampeders playbook. I don't tell too many people that because we're in right in the heart of Ryder country. But at the end of the day,
if there's a team to emulate,
yeah,
that would be the one.
Yeah. So Mark and I, we meet, usually we meet in person, like, because I'm from Calgary. I go home there. We sit down in person.
I did not know that.
We watch some of our film, some of their film, and just kind of go back and forth on how to attack defenses. And I love those talks. Like, I'll do chalk talks with any coach. I got some coaches locally here. They come in, again, before COVID, and we'd sit down for 2-3 hours and just hit the whiteboard, talk about defenses, formations, just different ways to beat defenses. And it's kind of like an offensive thing. We're all in it together to beat the defenses. So so we had a meeting this morning, and then I had to cut it short to come here. So
I apologize for that, and I appreciate you doing it.
For sure.
But how did a Calgary guy end up with the Rams? What was the story there?
My dad actually used to coach junior football in Calgary. He coached the Colts, so he coached against Frank, actually. So that's kind of how he knew him. And I used to come to that Rams summer camp and just really loved the atmosphere here. Loved Bernie, Frank, and Rick Seaman. And my dad, shouldn't say this on air, but my dad really didn't like Blake Neal when he was in Calgary as the head coach.
Not many did. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
I knew I was going to leave, and it kind of came down between U of R, U of S, and ended up coming here because passing offense, and I just got a good feeling from Frank, and again, I think Frank's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Blake understands that too, as we know. Blake's fine with it.
Yeah.
But so we had Slick in here last week, and it was amazing. We could have gone on for hours, but I don't think people understand the profile of the U of R head coach job. Any Canada West U Sports of any program, I mean, they're big jobs, you know. And I just wonder for you, like Frank. And people asked, you know, will Fleury move on to the CFL? I think John Lynch asked that. And Frank was like, why would he? He's got a good paying job. He's got a great program. I don't think people understand that. Like, this is a great opportunity for you, too. But you know that. You've been around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity for myself. Even when Gibson hired me to be the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach.
You were pretty young then.
Yeah, 25, and learn under him. And he was still going to call the plays, but just kind of groom me into it. And I was super fortunate. Again, you never know when the door is going to ring, right? Or someone's going to knock on the door. So I took it. I ran with it. Worked really hard. Again, same with fan of the show, Mark Mueller. Same thing. He got an opportunity at a young age, and he's making the most of it as well. So, I definitely don't take it for granted.
But I would ask if you see yourself as a 25-year Rams head coach, but I would think as a football guy, you're only looking at today.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong in that?
No, I would say I'm just worried about this upcoming year and this offseason and getting those things rolling. When I kind of take a step back and look big picture, I would love to be the next Frank McChrystal. I think he changed so many lives of his players and of his students when he was a teacher. And I kind of see myself kind of hopefully having a career like Frank. I don't know if I'll win as many championships. I hope I do. But that's I would be happy with that.
Seven, he very was quick to point out on on Friday when he was here. But I also know when the Stamps came calling to Mark Mueller, he wasn't looking at the CFL at that time.
Right.
Right? Yeah. He was looking at what was right in front of him. That's why I wanted to ask. I didn't mean to hook you.
No.
But I just wondered what your goals were. Colin in Ottawa is watching. He says, did U Sports adopt the Football Canada changes for blocking below the waist? Do you have information on that? Any changes?
They changed it last year. There's no, you can block below the waist as long as you're in the tackle box. Anything outside 2 yards or 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, you can't cut block. So O-linemen on screens used to be able to go cut the DBs, and even receivers could cut downfield. So they can that all together.
Right. There you go. Well, Mark, one more plug for the 50-50, if you don't mind, where people can find it and any rules or regulations that they should know.
Yeah. Again, it's a super huge fundraiser for us. Missing the Rider 50-50 season and the Rider season was huge for us. This is going towards player scholarships. Again, we always max out our player scholarships. I think it's a great, what we do for the kids is great. Without a scholarship, I wouldn't be able to move here and play for the Rams and get my degrees and do all the stuff I did. So I'm always going to be in debt to the Rams and the scholarship fund. So it does help our student athletes out tremendously. Where to find it is just Regina Rams 5050, so 5050.com. And then there's an information tab you can go to, and it's got all the information. The one stipulation is you got to be in Regina to buy it, or Pilot Butte, Lumsden, and kind of surrounding areas. So, and it's the same ticket prices as it is at the game.
Well, this has been amazing. You see, we rep the Rams every day. Don't be a stranger, Mark. This is our first interview, I think. So, and I was a little devastated with Canada West not playing this year, not just as a fan, but I was going to have a significant role in it. So I can't wait for it to be back either. So good luck doing that.
Thanks for having me.
And good job. Mark McConkey, the head coach of the U of R Rams football program. And DuPont will join us back in the bunker when we return. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Ah, we're back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Dupes is here. What a great chat with Coach McConkey.
Yeah.
I told him not to be a stranger.
Good. This is the place they want to hang out.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. This is the locker room away from the locker room. I was just retweeting the U of R Rams. Go follow them on Twitter, by the way, at Regina Rams. The link is right there to buy your 50-50 tickets. I'm just very grateful that they came to our program to help promote their 50-50. It's a digital online show. Theirs is a digital online draw. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So go help them out, everybody, if you can. So back to order. We do have a live studio audience today. My good friend Mydale Mike is here with Norwegian Napkins. Lefsa, notice how many guys have stopped by my desk and like they're sticking their nose in this.
Woo.
Thank you, Joanne. She's probably watching right now. Did she make it?
Yes.
Yeah, look at these things. They look like Vietnamese spring rolls, but I'm told they're not.
No.
They're full of sugar and potatoes. Two of my favorite things.
Just when we pulled out the vegetables, eh?
I know. We're all on diets around here.
But you know what? It's like when a birthday cake comes out. It's bad luck not to have a piece of birthday cake. This is kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have to have one.
Folks, let's fire up the comments, all right? Let's get it going. We're going to do viewer takeover in both hours, I think, on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hour one and hour two, viewer takeover. Sheldon Stenner's watching in Saskatoon. He says, Mark is an impressive guy, offensive mind and coach. Great things ahead for the Rams. Get your 50-50s. Thank you, Sheldon. Thanks for watching. Jamie, all the way out in Halifax, says, if the Titans win Sunday, I'll give RP a Hobo Donuts gift certificate to give away. Let's go, Bears. If the Bears win, then it's up to Dupes on what the winner gets. It's the Chicago-Tennessee game on Sunday. I haven't looked at the schedule yet.
Yeah, it's a big one. Well, you got to tell me what you want, Jamie. I mean, we'll come up with something for sure. We'll put something on the line. I'll hit up your DMs and we'll come up with something, all right? He's a Bears fan. I'm a Titans fan. We'll put something on the table. The Hobo Donuts is good.
Clark has just said in my ear, would you say a lobster roll? Yeah, you got to buy him a lobster roll. Okay. I get it.
That makes sense. Okay.
A gift certificate to some place that serves lobster in Nova Scotia. Shouldn't be hard to do.
I don't think so. You're on.
Yeah, it's interesting times. I was catching part of the show yesterday in the podcast, listening for some things, and I noticed one point in there I said, welcome to November 2020, where all there is in sports updates are MLS and NFL. And I see you guys going back and forth on NFL outcomes. And now the rumor today, Steve Simmons saying, what exactly was the tweet, Clark? Something along the lines of the NHL season isn't going to start till February, if at all. It's something like that. He's going to get in my ear here and tell me. Lauren Goldenberg's watching in Pittsburgh. He writes in and says, ask Zig why they give very little love to Canadian football connections on Sirius XM NFL radio. Lauren, you're a Canadian living in America. You know the answer to that question. They got enough Americans to pump up. They're not going to give any attention to Canadians. That's our job.
Wait. The network's called Sirius XM NFL radio. They're going to talk about NFL football, not Canadian football.
Oh, Canadian football. Oh, they're not. As a matter of fact, way back in the day, I thought he meant to the Canadian players in the NFL.
Oh.
I think he means to the CFL, yeah. Years ago, I offered my services to Sirius XM NFL Radio, not Zig, to some other friends of mine down there, and they were literally, we're good. They'd rather talk NFL 24/7 than do an hour a week on the CFL. It's their channel.
They know
they can do whatever they want,
right?
They can do whatever they want. You would think, yeah, I'll never get it. Because I love the National Hockey League, the American Hockey League, the ECHL, Southern Pro Hockey League, the WHL, the SJHL, the PJHL. I love them all. But not everybody's like that.
Right. No, it's true. You know, a lot of people, I like my league and my league only, and that's it. And, you know, you look at saying, well, we're a football town. No, you're an NFL town.
Or we're a rider town.
We're a football town. No, we're not a football town. We're a rider town. We only like the Riders. We're not going to go out and support the Rams or support the Regina Thunder. Now, it's not the case. I mean, we love to support, you know, football in this province, but that's kind of the difference, right? Do you love all football or all hockey or just your league? There's a big difference.
Well, it's a little bit about how these leagues and networks, if you will, sort of push their agenda. Sirius XM NFL Radio is owned by the National Football League. They're not doing the CFL any favors. There's that.
Yeah.
And I go back to what I was telling you guys this morning in our morning meeting. Feeding time at the zoo, Mike, as you noticed, is the other word for our morning meeting. I was watching SportsCenter this morning, although I was riding my bike, and this, what would you call it? A feature came on with Bruce Arthur talking about LeBron James and the left and the democratic way of thinking. Click over to Sportsnet. I don't want to watch it. So instead of sitting there and seething about their political views, I'm just not going to watch it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We have a choice, I guess. And that's why I've realized I have my political views. I've sort of wandered down that road. Realize people don't really care, and I get it. So I wandered right back, and I don't talk much about politics anymore because I don't care what Bruce Arthur thinks or Jack Nicklaus thinks or Bobby Orr thinks. I don't care.
Yeah.
And they didn't come here to hear that talk, and I didn't want SportsCenter to get Bruce Arthur's thoughts on the American election or change in the American society. I came there to watch sports, and that's why they came here. How did I even get this far down this road? I have no idea.
But here we are.
But here we are. Clark has put up on the thing, my monitor. Here's the tweet from Steve Simmons. I'm hearing the NHL season won't start until February. I hope what I'm hearing is wrong. I'll say this about Steve Simmons. I know him not real well. I don't have his number, but I've had a lot of discussions with him at Grey Cup. I've spent a lot of time around Steve Simmons. He's not putting that out willy-nilly.
Right.
Now, what's gumming up the NHL season? I don't really know. I I would like to be Odie the dog and Garfield. Just take what I hear and believe it. Like Gary Bettman saying we're starting January 1st, as he said, the night of the NHL draft,
right.
Round one. Yeah, great. Gary said it. It's going to happen.
Not the case.
Well, do you want to dig deeper? Most people don't. When it comes to the NHL, I'd rather not.
I know. The one thing I'd say is, and that you keep hearing when it comes to these discussions, is that putting on a season is proving to be way exponentially more difficult than putting on a two-month playoff bubble. And I think that's what's holding it up is, you know, the traveling and dealing with multiple locations and cities and flights and all the potential outbreak. It's way more difficult than just, hey, let's get everybody in, get the negative tests, and once they're in the bubble, we control the environment. And so as long as everybody gets in safely, we have full confidence we're going to be able to pull off 2 months of hockey. And you can't put them in the bubble for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months to pull off a whole season. So I think that's the biggest thing, is it's just like exponentially more difficult to pull off a season than it would be just a two-month bubble.
Oh, there's so many different offshoots off that. And by the way, I'm checking our viewer comments. Hooray! I can see who's writing in now. From Troy Reich regarding the Rams 50-50. He says, you have to be within 30K of Regina to purchase the 50-50 tickets. Some have asked for the link. The website is reginarams5050.com. It's right in the headline there. You can click on it. And regarding political commentary with sports, Rick Haglund writes in and says, our best option is to turn the channel. Like you said, that's what I did when Bruce Arthur came on TSN SportsCenter this morning. I changed the channel. I don't think TSN would like that. And my commentary on, if we all did that, and on Cat Country this morning was, I'm not going to talk politics anymore. I'm not even going to talk about this U.S. election at all, because I don't want people changing their radio station off Cat Country 98 FM. I don't want people clicking off this show because they don't like our political talk. I don't really like it either. So anyways, more of this when we come back. A true viewer takeover, because the Prairie Mobile text line is full. In hour two, we go live to 1.2 million homes across North America as we'll re-up the Quick Six show topics and be joined by SiriusXM NFL's Zig Fricasse. And we will ask them why they don't talk CFL on that channel, because that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Regina at rodpeterson.com.
Now,
there are some sports that aren't afraid of the rough stuff. It's called the National Lacrosse League, where they're kicking the crap out of each other
every night. How about that?
And UFC. Because human nature hasn't changed. There's still aggression. Kids still need to take their aggression up. So maybe they don't play hockey anymore. Maybe they play football. Maybe they play lacrosse. But if this is the way that junior hockey wanted to go anyways, I say let's play if that's what it's going to take.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. And I was saying how we've got our friend Mighty L. Mike in the studio. He asked, has it been an adjustment switching the times hour one to hour two on game? You just noticed another. I'm still figuring it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a couple of days.
Well, we're all figuring it out still. We haven't quite put the format in place, and that'll happen hopefully tomorrow.
I tell you what's hella exciting is going to national television in 5 minutes' time and another 200,000 more homes in Alberta.
Yeah.
That's where they love me. Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. You were working on a more universal phone number for us.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Coming.
Okay. So is Christmas.
See, I thought I got him, right? I said it's coming instead of I'm working on it. I thought that would be better.
So is Christmas.
It's not. I'll keep thinking on something else.
Just regarding the political commentary, Wayne in Victoria, BC is watching. He says, thank you, Rod. All you would do by talking politics is piss off half your audience. Oh, I'm not worried about that. Trust me. Angering people is a gift of mine. Colin in Ottawa says, I had to unfollow Bruce Arthur on Twitter. Just too much politics. Dude, you're a sports reporter. If 75% of your tweets are on politics, maybe you should change the section. I agree. I unfollowed him too.
That's the shut up and dribble for Twitter, right?
Unfollow?
No, I don't. You're sports. Stick to sports, right?
I like this one. Hey, Kerry Shellstad writes in. He says, us Albertans love you because half of us are from Sask. Is that a Weyburn Shellstad, do you think? We were just talking about the Shellstads the other day from Weyburn. You let me know, Kerry. 1 minute, that's it. One GD minute. Jim Wagner says, morning, RP Nation. The RP Show always bringing the truth and passion to every episode. Great stuff. Enjoy the day. It's the only one that matters. Ha! I have a bracelet that says the same thing. From Ray in Toronto, Rod, there is no way the OHL will play with no hitting. Premier Ford has already come out and said he wants to see the OHL come back as normal as possible, or it will be the best shinny league. That from Ray in Toronto. Look, we're going to keep this going on in hour two. We're going live to Game Plus Television. That's it. Thanks to Mark McConkie. And next hour, Zig Fercassi from Sirius XM NFL Radio. See you after this for hour two. That doesn't really blow my skirt up or peel my banana.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.